About 40 minutes south of Hilo in the Leilani Estates subdivision in Lower Puna is what scientists are calling ground zero for rapid ohia death.
So what you're seeing here is just the larger limbs left on the trees. I can see maybe two or three trees out of hundreds of trees that we're looking at. Maybe two or three still have, of the ohia trees, still have leaves on them. It's heartbreaking for people who knew what this forest was 10 years ago.
J.B. Friday is an extension forester with the University of Hawaii. Using a machete, he begins chopping at a dying ohia tree to show me the dark markings inside the sapwood that are signs the fungus has taken hold.
So the fungus sometimes has a fruity smell that to me smells like bananas. Some people remember cane plantations, just like bagasse. It smells like that bagasse, that kind of molasses fruity smell. We see that dark staining, sort of a radial pattern staining in the wood. Like I say, that tree over there that we're looking at now that you can see is turning brown. When we went inside and chopped on that, that symptoms are right there.
In 2010, he started getting phone calls from landowners in the area reporting ohia trees dying on their property.
We took some samples. We didn't get anything unusual. But by 2013, it became apparent that something was spreading rapidly. This area somewhere around here is probably where it started.
This forest was really a jewel of native diversity. It was perhaps the best example of a mature ohia-dominated forest.
That's Flint Hughes, a research ecologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service. He says this tree is critical to the island's native ecosystem. It's also a source of food for many endangered Hawaiian forest birds.
This is our everything tree. It's the most widespread, the foundational species for our forests. If we lose ohia, it will transform our forests.
Recent aerial surveys show the acreage of infected trees has more than doubled in the past 2 years. That's according to data from Greg Asner, a Carnegie Institute for Science researcher and a professor at Stanford University. He flew a state-of-the-art plane earlier this year, mapping Hawaii Island forests to capture the extent of the disease.
Areas of utter devastation at this point in terms of the fungus taking its course and killing thousands and thousands and thousands of ohia trees. Lower Puna district is the epicenter, but it's certainly now all around the island.
Plant pathologist Lisa Keith first came across this ohia mystery in 2014. She got a phone call from a colleague with news of a fungus in the dying trees, likely a new strain of Ceratocystis fimbriata.
When I heard it, kind of that same light bulb went off. Ceratocystis, I remember, you know, from my studies, causing a major problem.
Keith knew that fungus as a tree killer, similar to Dutch elm disease. She spent the next several months collecting samples and performing tree autopsies, looking for clues that would confirm her suspicions. In her lab, she takes me to a chamber filled with ohia tree saplings that she's infected with the disease.
This is what you end up dealing with. It was inoculated here.
Keith said the saplings follow the same pattern they were seeing in the wild. Brown leaves, dark markings in the bark, and eventually death in a matter of weeks. But the news isn't all grim. Keith says even in the most devastated areas, some trees are surviving.
I think it's still hopeful that we will find ones that it's not an escapee, that it actually is natural resistance that we can then, you know, bank seed or propagate and replant. And that's some of the work for the future.
For now, basic questions still remain, like how did the fungus get here and what's the plan to stop it? Answering those questions is critical, since ohia makes up 80% of Hawaii's native forests, with more than half growing on the Big Island. Molly Solomon for HPR News.